be kind, to each other and to yourselves. Be good, to each other and to yourselves. Be light, be love, be kind to each other and to yourselves. Be brave, for each other and for yourselves. With yourselves. Be light, be love, be kind to each other, to yourselves. It's easy to get lost in our own battles, forgetting anyone else is there. Each of us fighting for or against something, even if others can't see there. What if we shared our joy when abundant, then our load when the days get hard? We would be so much greater than the sum of our parts. Let's be brave. Strong to each other and to yourselves. Be patient, be present, be long to each other and to yourselves. Be kind, to each other and to yourselves.
Amy Andrews in the WVTF studio for Roots Down session. But not just Amy, two other singer-songwriters as well. We're having a songwriter's circle, although it's not a circle. It's more like an arc. It's just three of them in there. And all of you Baltimoreans, we've been invaded by folks from Baltimore today. Amy Andrews, who is making her return appearance here in the studio. And Andrew Grimm from Baltimore, welcome in.
Hi, how you doing?
And Ellen Cherry as well. Thank you for coming in.
Hello.
Amy, is that a new song?
It is. Yeah, I just wrote it while I was driving to a house concert in Indianapolis like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I was like singing it for my own benefit. And hopefully by putting it out there will help someone else as well.
Now, you stay on the road, Amy, all the time.
I sure do.
And have been touring for so long and been over to Great Britain.
Twice last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to be going back in September.
Wow.
So excited about that.
So are you ever going to slow down?
Maybe. It's possible. I think that the miles that I've been logging have been wearing on me and on my car, but especially on me,
yeah.
I think. So, yeah, hopefully some settling down in the future.
And Andrew Grimm, part of the Songwriter's Arc here in the studio. Andrew, I understand that you have a new album out.
Well, it actually came out November 22nd. This little tour that I've been on with Ellen Cherry has been in support of that. So, the album is out under my band's name, June Star.
Okay.
And it's out on Whistle Pig Records out of Detroit.
What's the name of the album?
The name of the record is The Late Spring.
Thank you, Ellen. Say the name of the album now.
Yeah, we've been traveling together for 3.5 weeks in the Honda Fit.
Well, Andrew, how about a song from that new album?
Sure.
What are you going to do?
This is a song called Boys in Trouble, and it's based on the true story of me reading the biography of the Replacements, biography called Trouble Boys by Bob Mayer.
Burning up all the things that you love is not the same thing as giving up. Someday you'll find yourself alone, waking up, staring at your phone. Nothing nobody knows could change the score. You swing at every pitch like your dad before. Sad truth is right under your nose. From a bottle to your bloodstream it goes. Piece by piece we disappear, until everything you've ever said is everything you now regret. Burning up all the things that I love, not the same thing as giving up. Someday you'll find yourself alone, waking up staring at a phone.
Andrew Grimm and Ellen Cherry doing a song from the new June Star album. Name of the album again. Let's make sure we got that.
The Late Spring.
The Late Spring. And tell me the inspiration for that song again is from the biography of...
The biography of the Replacements,
yeah.
Called Trouble Boys by Bob Mayer. Came out about 2 years ago.
Were they a big influence?
They were a huge influence on me. It's one of the bands I started listening to when I was just becoming aware of something other than... Foreigner in Boston and Def Leppard. Pour Some Sugar on Me was probably a really important track to a lot of people in my high school, but not necessarily to me. It was like that gateway. It was REM, The Velvet Underground, The Stranglers, and then like graduating to Tom Waits and The Clash and all sorts of other stuff. And this is my entry point was really The Replacements.
Well, and you, Andrew Grimm and Ellen Cherry, are out on tour together. Have you guys been playing together a long time?
Yes. A long, long, long time.
Why are you making it sound like it's a slog?
It's not a slog.
The first time we went on tour together was 2005.
2005,
and
correct.
And we've toured at least once a year together since 2005, except for 2013.
Yeah.
It was the 1 year we took off.
As I mentioned, you are all from the Baltimore area. Let's talk about that. Being a musician in Baltimore.
Yeah, you want to start, Amy?
Yeah, well, I'm actually from just outside of the city in Dundalk, which is on the water. It's very, very working class. And I went to a performing arts school there. I always wanted to just grow up and do musical theater or to be Bette Midler. And I feel like in some way I'm the just like crunchy version of Bette Midler. I'm, you know, just a modern day troubadour. And, you know, house concerts and living rooms are my gay bathhouses that she was playing with Barry Manilow in the 70s. So, yeah. I feel like Baltimore, depending on where you are in the city, is very different. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you're just outside.
And Andrew and Ellen, since you guys have been performing together so long, did y'all meet in Baltimore and start there?
We did. We met online in a chat room. I'm just kidding.
No. Why are you telling these false things?
Well, we met through, there's a...
listed myself on BaltimoreBands.net.
Right.
And you had a gig at a bar and you were like, she looks like she has a website. All right.
How bad can it be?
What bar was it?
It was Mom's.
It was Mom's.
Oh, okay. In Federal Hill, yeah.
And the thing that Amy said about Baltimore, I want to... elaborate on the fact that like Baltimore also would foster a crunchy Bette Midler because it has that kind of art scene where it's very welcoming, it's very cross-genre, it's cross-collaborative, and you can see incredible burlesque and lyrical opera in the same night in a place like Baltimore. And the arts are affordable for the most part to go see. Anyway, back to how we met, baltimorebands.net. You said it, you were like, she'll be fine.
Yeah, and she showed up and she was good. She was great. And he was like, hey, there's this thing called February Album Writing Month. You want to do that? And you said, sure. And so we both wrote a record that year. And then we this is how weird that time was. We wrote a record in 1 month and booked a tour for the next month.
Right. Wow. And then toured on that
and
record.
Toured on that. That's ridiculous. Yeah,
hit the ground running and don't look back.
Right.
Right, right.
And Ellen, you're not a native.
I'm not from Baltimore, but it's my chosen home for the last 20 years. I moved there on purpose and chose it out of a bunch of different East Coast cities. And I just fell in love with it. Back in 2000, the art scene was, I really feel like, on this trajectory towards the mid-2000s when it went through this explosive period in 2007 through 2010. We had a bunch of groups coming down from New York because rents were too high and moving into Baltimore and just really invigorating an already very lively scene.
Speaking with Ellen Cherry, singer-songwriter from Baltimore, along with Andrew Graham, and Amy Andrews in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. Ellen, let's hear one of your songs.
This is a song that I wrote called Maybe, and it was originally written about forgiving somebody else, but like most of my songs, after a year of playing them, I realized, oh, no, it's always about me. About forgiving. The hardest person to forgive is myself. So here we go. This one's called Maybe.
Maybe I could spend 2 years feeling sorry for myself. Maybe I could shift the blame to someone else. Maybe I could give my love away, I give it all for free. Maybe I'll forget again to save some of it for me. First I filled my own two hands with all my lonely tears, and then I dug a canyon, I filled it up with years. And after all that time, the only thing I learned was how to set a love on fire and how to watch it burn. Close your eyes, take my hands, hear these words, understand. It's no lie, there's no plan, fly like birds, 'cause we can. Maybe you were wondering, or maybe you might know, how hard it was for me to stay, how hard it was to go. Remember when you said nothing that came so easily? Maybe you had changed the lock, maybe I lost my key. Close your eyes, take my hand, hear these words, understand. It's no lie, there's no plan, fly like birds, 'cause we can. could think your thoughts, then I worry you'd be right. Well, maybe I could think all day and straight on through the night. Well, maybe I could spend 2 years never standing still. Maybe you'll forgive me soon, maybe you never will.